With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. From distance learning to telemedicine, the pandemic crisis continues to expose gaps in broadband internet access in many rural areas. Now some people in Idaho will have access to high-speed internet for the very first time thanks to Idaho's use of CARES Act funds to invest in rural broadband infrastructure. Idaho awarded 102 projects, $48.9 million in funding, to public organizations to purchase broadband infrastructure, equipment, and services. Jay Hapala with AARP says, with the pandemic showing no signs of ending soon, technology is a vital way to combat social isolation in rural areas.
Whether it's through video conferencing or to connect with people online is not just a nice thing to have. That social connection is something that's critical to people's lives and to their health.
And Nathan Zacharias with the Rural Broadband Coalition says testing shows as you get into the rural countryside, the need is greater.
You're going to see a lot of dots on our map that indicate there's low levels of service or no service at all. We knew before the pandemic that everybody needed broadband, and I think everybody knows just a little bit more how much we need it.
And Zacharias says they will compile comprehensive data and present it to lawmakers during the next budget cycle. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.